I'm sorry for this, Darcy. I wish I could explain to you in person, but you'd only try to stop me. You want to protect me, and I love you for that. But I'm suffocating, and I don't blame you. I get it. Time moves strangely down here, living day to day, underground. No sky over our heads, waiting for the gloom to clear. What is it Jep always says? The weeks are short and the days are long. I get it. I was 9 years old when we arrived, and the next thing you know, 7 years has gone by. I get how it might be easy to miss, but I'm not that little girl anymore. I'd be old enough to drive out there. I've been drunk. I've had sex. I think about the future, my future, and I can't help but ask, is this it?
Good. There we are.
Less talk, more spotting.
Right, sorry.
There you are.
Hey, Felix.
Less talk, more punching.
Shut up, Zana.
Well, you missed lunch.
Jep's setting me something aside.
Well, I bet you didn't set aside one of these.
Oh, brownies. No one told me it was brownie day.
Really? In the middle of your workout?
I said shut it, Zana.
Here you are, m'lady.
Oh, milk too. Brilliant. Mmm. God, that is good.
Mmm. Well, little thank you present for, you know, watching out for me.
On the second one?
Well, I figured you killed two vamps, you get two brownies.
God, Felix, they'll be extinct by the end of the week if you put that kind of bounty on them.
And you'll be 50 pounds heavier.
Oh, fine, I'm coming. Jesus, Zana. Last time I asked you to spot me.
How was Hope after her run-in?
Oh, fit as a fucking fiddle. Can't remember a bloody thing about it, thank God.
I was going to ask her at lunch, but Jory was drawing on her hand. I don't know, felt squidgy.
Lucky you. I caught him doing worse.
You got a problem with the lad?
Oh, he's a wanker. She can do better. But she's 16, what can I do?
Right, anyway, I'll leave you ladies to the leather bag you're so angry at.
Thanks. Hey, thank you for the brownies.
Sure, I'll just take the second one back to my bunk.
Don't you fucking dare.
Right.
Oh, Felix?
Yeah?
What was he drawing?
Sorry?
On a hand. What was it?
Oh, it looked like a skull, I think.
Right. I'll keep an eye on it. Thanks.
Don't sweat it.
So, what's all that?
With my sister?
With you and Felix?
Nothing. Why?
Well, you spent the night at the station with him.
Oh, God, Zana, not you two.
What?
Just steady the bag.
That was good.
Yeah.
For you too? Hope?
Sorry, what?
Are you alright?
Fine, yeah, why?
You've been so distracted lately.
This surprises you?
I guess not.
The day after tomorrow.
It was bound to come around eventually. At some point, you're as ready as you're gonna get, and all that's left is that last step across the line.
Maybe part of me was sure someone would catch on and stop you from going through with it.
Not me. We're so invisible here.
You're not scared at all?
Thinking of staying behind?
Would you stay if I did?
I can't. This place is suffocating. Come with me. Please. Don't leave me with Laurel and Eric.
I don't know, Jory. I want to. I just wish I had a better idea of what to expect.
That's not something anyone here can tell you.
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you know something I don't?
Jory, I know a lot of things you don't.
Like?
Like when a girl is finished and when she isn't. Come here. Give me a kiss. I know you don't believe me, Doss, but I take this step with open eyes. I know there's a lot about the world you think you haven't told me, but I see more than you realize in your silences. The truth is like a cloud in the night sky. I can make out its shape from the black between the stars. And when I look into the darkness, I start to wonder if there's more to the world than you can tell me. More than even you know. And I wonder if that uncertainty, in some strange way, might be the answer I've been looking for all this time.
Hey, Bash! Guard duty again?
Shit, Hope. I thought you were your sister coming to relieve me.
Sorry, no. I'm just bringing your lunch.
Oh, God, no. No, thank you. I'm still working through breakfast. I don't know who keeps thinking egg burritos are a good idea.
Do you need to hit the loo? I can watch your post.
You?
Sure, yeah.
Are you even qualified to guard the cell block?
You just need someone to sit here, right?
Yeah.
I think I can handle it.
Have you taken a pill? Look, never mind. You'll be fine. Just sit right there at the door and don't go into the cell block.
Sure. Good luck.
Hello?
Why, hello? Who might you be?
I'm Hope.
Is that your name or a promise?
My name.
Pretty name. I'm Penelope.
Do people call you Penny?
No, I don't like Penny. Sounds cheap. Came to see what all the fuss was about, did you?
Well, yeah.
And? You're gawking.
Sorry, you just seem so...
I'm not like other vampires you've seen, am I?
I don't know, I haven't seen many. And you just seem so human. I'm sorry, I'm being very rude.
Not at all. I'm glad for the company. And I was human. Once.
Do you remember it?
Not as well as I used to. I've been this much longer than I was that.
I shouldn't really be in here. I just popped in.
Well, you're the only one of us who's free to leave.
I'm not really, though. Free, I mean.
No. That's a shame.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at me as if there was something else you'd like to ask.
How did it happen to you? Becoming this?
Same way it always does. Some strange shadow pulls you into the dark and bleeds you to the brink of death. Then asks you, do you want to go or stay and be forever changed?
It's a choice, then.
The last true choice there is.
And you can choose what sort you become.
How's that?
Some seem, well,
less chatty.
Yes.
I'm afraid you can't choose what's inside you. Only to open the door and let it out.
Oh.
Why? Do you wonder what's inside you?
I really shouldn't still be in here. Bash will be back any minute.
Yes, you've said that already. Why are you?
Why am I?
Still here. In a place you shouldn't be. Talking to someone you shouldn't be talking to.
I don't know. I suppose lately I felt all sorts of stuck.
I'm not surprised. The way you glow, as if your skin barely contains her.
Her?
The person you are destined to be.
And you can see that, can you?
Oh, I can tell you things about yourself even God doesn't know. One drop of blood contains everyone you've ever been or will ever be.
Show me.
You shouldn't be in here.
I go where I please.
So be it. Come closer. Now, slip your hand through the bars.
Like this?
Precisely like that. You might want to close your eyes for this part.
No, I can take it. I want to see.
As you wish.
Hope, what are you doing?
Darcy!
Of all the stunts!
I assure you, she was never in danger.
Right. Come here, you stupid girl.
Ow, ow. Jesus Christ, Darcy, my hair!
What in the almighty fuck were you thinking going in there alone?
She's in a cage. I just wanted to talk.
Their words are weapons, Hope.
Nothing happened. I was just curious.
Curious? Hope, she's not a fucking uni girl with a pocket of mollies. She's a vampire.
I'm perfectly capable of seeing what she is for myself. I'm not a
child.
Did
Jory put you up to this shit?
No, Jory, I'm my own person.
Are you? Because I'd expect my sister could summon half a sense to be terrified of that thing.
Maybe I'm sick of being terrified. Maybe I'm sick of hiding underground, waiting to die.
Hope.
7 years, Darcy. The same hallways, the same rooms, the same meals.
We are not waiting to die.
Maybe you're not. You have a calling. People need you. They respect you. You have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. What's mine? Playing Hearts in the lounge and reading Wuthering Heights for like the 11th time. And then washing dishes on second Tuesdays.
To survive this. To not get eaten by the likes of her. To be there the day the sun comes out.
In how many years? Another 7?
We don't know when. It could be tomorrow.
Or it could be never. And then what? I spend my whole fleeting life in a pit in the ground, only to be buried in another one. I can't do this. I feel like there must be something more.
Like what?
I don't know. Some other way to be.
Wait. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What other way to be?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. What are you saying? That you'd rather be one of them? Really?
What if I was? Would that really be so bad if I was like Penelope?
Who the fuck is Penelope?
The one you've got in that cell! What if I was like her, not just your baby sister, but something new and mysterious and bloody powerful in my own right? Would you really just give up on me and look me in the eyes, then lock me up, just like her?
No. I'd cry. And then I'd hunt you down and cut off your head.
I'm back. How was it?
Move, Bash.
Whoa, sorry. What'd you say to
me? I don't know.
Bash here? Right. You're secure. Alright, I'll be there in 15.
What was that?
Dr. Ardef. He's ready to examine her.
Sp-
inspection of the subject reveals the altered organ configuration observed in the blighter subtype. Active circulatory system shows continuous blood flow with no apparent heartbeat. Hello there, Miss Dunraven. I'm afraid she's not ready to be moved just yet.
Oh, you're all right. Just a pop-in. Wow. Look at this. You've got her opened up like a frog in biology class.
Yeah, she'll heal after I stitch her up.
She's conscious?
Well, I'm afraid so. Wouldn't know how to anaesthetise her if I wanted to.
Can I have a moment alone with her? Just some follow-up questions from Jep.
Of course. I could use a break.
Oh, would you take the gag out, please?
I'll be in the office when you're done.
Well, well.
Darcy, is it?
It is, Penelope. And look at you. Ribcage hanging out in front of God and everyone.
I admit it isn't ideal. Perhaps you'd rather drop in after I'm all closed up.
Oh, I don't mind. I've seen my share.
I am sorry for the confusion with your sister.
Oh, I wasn't confused. I know what you're about. I have quite a bit of experience with your kind. I'm the one who killed your friend, in fact.
I'm sure he had it coming.
He did. Tried to make a meal of my sister.
She came to me.
And you thought you might sneak a quick bite.
I'd not have taken more than a drop or two. She'd never have known what happened.
This is surreal. The feel of your heart. So cold and still in my hand. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
It's not pleasant. But...
How about now? If I give it a good squeeze, does that hurt?
No.
If you so much as look at my sister again, I will rip this cold dead thing out and watch you dry up like a raisin before my eyes. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Good. What's so funny?
Well, I have to admire the irony.
I'm not sure I follow.
If someone stumbled in on this scene, I wonder if it'd be so easy for them to tell who the monster was. With me laying here like this. You open us up to see how different we are. You don't understand. We're just you. But older. Hungrier. There isn't a violent thought in us that wasn't already there before the change. Take you, for instance.
Shut it.
There's a darkness in your eyes. I know it well. The predatory glint of a hunter. I see all the things you want to do to me and my kind. How do those thoughts make you feel? Righteous? Powerful? Perhaps they're the only thing that does.
I said shut it.
Do
do you really think you'd have restrained your baser instincts any better than I did? In the face of such vulnerability.
I said, shut your fucking mouth. See there? I didn't think so. She's all yours, Doctor.
Don't see Hope this morning. Isn't she on kitchen?
She's probably sulking in her bunk.
Don't beat yourself up, Spitfire. You were right to hard-hand her. She shouldn't have been down there.
I might have taken it too far.
What did you say?
I said, if she ever became one of them, I'd hunt her down and kill her.
It's the truth, isn't it? Why sugar it?
I don't know. I get it. Being stuck here. For so long. And then she sees the one we have down there and she thinks, you know, what's so bad about this again? Having the run of the world. No hiding. No fear.
And an unending thirst for blood.
She's restless, Jeff.
Maybe it's time you took her under your wing.
Security detail.
Why not? Plenty of old swords and battle axes left in that museum upstairs. She's already older than you were when we started.
If something happened to her...
I know the feeling. I know. You two weren't my daughters. But you may as well have been. Your mum was the love of my life, and you two were all I had left of her. I didn't want to make a soldier of you. Until I saw it in your eyes. So... enraged at the world for having taken her from you, so scared that you wouldn't be able to protect the only family you had left. I was that person once before I enlisted. I knew the dark road you go down when you don't have a place to put all that ugliness.
Yeah.
You're a good sister. I know you want to protect her. Maybe you just need to have a think about what that means now.
Hope, you slept through kitchen duty again. Come on, there's a sink full of dirty dishes with your name on it. Look, I'll help. We'll do them together. It'll give us a chance to talk. Are you pretending to be out? Is someone in there with you?
I'm giving you to the count of three to cover yourself, and then I'm going to come in and I'm going to drag you out by your toes. One, two, three.
Hope?
I know that I frustrate you, but you've found purpose here. I haven't. You're necessary. I'm not. I'm stuck in Amber, left over from the world we left behind, a world that's gone, Doss, and we don't know if it's ever coming back.
Oh, God, no.
So I have to break out. I have to become something new if I'm to have a future at all, something that belongs in the world that is, without fear or dread. And that's why I have to do this. Why I have to leave. Don't seek me out. Don't avenge me. Don't put yourself in harm's way for me. Please. And don't blame yourself. This was my choice. Whatever becomes of me out there, know that I love you. That I will always love you. Goodbye.